Having been through this cycle with Phil, I thought I'd just give you a little update on where we are. You know, number one is, we're doing everything together, and we started after the season like most teams did, evaluating our team from inside out, looking through and evaluating all the free agents that were out there, and beginning to get started here at the Combine through this process with our scouts, who are certainly ahead of us in evaluating the players here at the college level. As I said, we began the process of rebuilding our football team, and I think we did a very good job coming off our last game with Phil signing Tim and Jay, Tony Fiametta, Matt Slauson, and Robbie. That certainly got us off to a very good start in this process. We know we've got a lot of work to get done as we move forward. We did have the opportunity to do some scheme evaluation offensively, and we feel that we made progress, but we've got a long way to go, and obviously and certainly the most important part of this offseason is rebuilding our defense to a stature that's expected of us at Hallis Hall and in our community and with our Chicago Bear fan base, and that'll be a big part of this. And then just leaving the other day in a staff meeting, we put up our roster as it looked last year at this time, and as the guys who have been around and know our football team that are out here today, you know, we showed them that at this time last year there were 10 players on the offensive side of the ball that were not on the roster at this time of the year and significantly impacted our football team by the end of the season on the offensive side. So I just note that because this is a process that we're going through, filtering through our team, filtering through the free agents, and then again building our team through the draft. And so all of that is a part of why we're here today. Well, again, I talked about Mel throughout the season. I talked about his, number one, at our place, we're really trying to grow the man because we think growing the man helps our football team. And I think from a philosophical standpoint, from the first time I met Mel, you know, that's one of his priorities. So we want to build a locker room that of guys that have character, respect each other, send the right messages of selflessness and honoring the game. And Mel feels that way as well. And then as we transition, as you well know, into the interview process, his ability to communicate, his understanding of defense at all three levels, the details and what goes into all three levels. And then at that time, certainly, of assimilating a system of football where he knew it, but he had to move forward on an intellectual level of learning the terminology and the nuances that came with, adapting and assimilating the defense, and then being able to teach it in all three levels and lead men. And I had complete confidence in him from the beginning that he could do that, and at the end of the season, that did not change. Well, they're really in the process of that. Obviously, you all know we hired Paul Pasqualoni, Reggie Herring. These guys have 34 backgrounds. We think we've put a staff together of guys who really can incorporate and be flexible with, the players we're going to have as we work through this process of putting the right guys out there. We're going to start from the 4-3, but we've got to be flexible enough in our scheme to move people around and have the ability to get it done and not just do it because we see other teams doing it, but doing it because we have the skill set and the football experience to be able to do it. And we've got those on our staff right now. I think that's, what we're doing is we're looking at the existing scheme and going through the process of putting a system of football together to accommodate the players that we will have when we get going. And we're not going to know who those players are for quite some time. So to lock ourselves in and be so narrow-minded that this is what we're going to be when we don't have the players to get it done, would be, to me, not very good time on task. But putting a system together that with the experience we have defensively now on our staff that, and we do this offensively, and we said it last year, what kind of offense we're going to be. We didn't know what kind of offense we were going to be, but we're going to put a system in place to accommodate the players that Phil gives us and that we decide are going to be on our football team. And that's certainly the case defensively as well. To lock in and saying this is what we're going to be wouldn't be fair at this point in time. It's a process, just like the evaluation and bringing players in and letting players move on is all going to be part of this offseason process. And again, I'll circle back to the point I made last year at this time. There were 10 guys on offense we didn't know we were going to have, but we were putting a system of football offensively together to accommodate who we had at that time, and that's exactly the same process now we have to go through defensively. You know, I'm not sure what that means, more say. I mean, I hold myself completely accountable for what happened to our football team defensively. It starts with me. As we work through this again, I spent a lot of time obviously offensively last year, getting things in place and making sure we had firm grounding and a firm foundation. That's not to say I wasn't involved with the defense, and as I said, I hold myself accountable as a head football coach. And as Mel works through this with the staff, we certainly will talk about, you know, where in this next year, how much I'll be involved in the process defensively through the course of the week. And we've talked about it. We've got some things in mind to get that done, to do that, and some things are in place offensively to do that. But at the end of the day, that's a loaded question, because I'm ultimately responsible and accountable for the product that's on the field from a coaching aspect each and every day.